What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Reality Kingdom, where we put the real in reality or whatever.
Period.
I'm your host, Pharaoh. Oh, and we're joined
ASMR
by our wonderful, wonderful co-host, Lee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing swell. I think this was a good episode. I'm really enjoying it so far.
Yeah.
It really happens with the challenge. Like these earlier episodes, it really gives a serve because it's like the dynamics are really still forming. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. There's a lot to talk about.
I agree. I fucked with it for real. Yeah. They're giving the drama because after Ayana, what's her name?
Ayana.
Oh, okay. After Ayana went home, I was like, damn, who gonna be serving? Who gonna be giving the drama? But they're still gifting. They're still serving. So I'm here. I'm having a good time. Me personally.
Why did I just see you quoted this tweet with a gift of Pam and Kai Maria? No, because maybe I will say that was the main talk of the town. I saw the girls were really split between Cam and Cara Maria. Who are you team?
The black person. it's so serious. They could have, I don't care if the roles were switched, I would still be team Cam. Cara could have did everything that Cam did, and Cam could have did everything Cara could, I would still be team Cam. And it's like,
yeah, I'm sorry. Y'all not gonna make me hate Cam. I like it, but in general though, I was expecting to watch the episode and
she didn't do shit
down there and cuss Car out and drag her through the mud and expose all her business and tea. It was not giving all of that. To me, it's like, y'all should be more mad at Jasmine. Because there's no shade. But this is the second episode in a row. Where's your loyalty, Shannon?
Jasmine ain't had no loyalty to nobody. Jasmine, don't know shit I agree. About let's give the lessons where the lessons I do because Jasmine don't know shit about loyalty.
She don't know shit
this about loyalty. This is the second time in a row. You were calling Ayana up at 1, 2, 3, and she was probably calling Cara up too.
And all of a sudden, they gotta get thrown in. Girl, where's your loyalty?
Give me
your game card.
Girl, so we start the episode off, and Nicole is being messy a little bit. She goes to talk to Cam, and she's like, yeah, Cam, Carl walking around saying that she just feels like you would have had her back no matter what she
was. That was messy.
Like, why did you tell her?
That was messy. I didn't even peep it. That was messy.
And then Cam was like, she wanted me to have her back. I wanted her to have my back. You didn't have my back with what was going on with me for somebody you don't even know. And it's like, I felt like I, in a way, understood why Cam was feeling the way she was because it's like, you're supposed to be my friend. You don't know these other hoes. Who gives a fuck? Put that hoe in.
It's the same reason Cara felt the exact same way by the end of this episode. Like, they both had the exact same reaction to what the other person did, basically. To what other people did in the game. And it's like, you can't be upset at other people doing it when you did it too. There are people who prioritize people in the game. There are people who prioritize relationships outside of the game. It's really all just a big sticky mess. That's why, honestly, the challenge does not seem fun to play at all, especially like the new era challenge. It's always just like it's so contingent on personal relationships and personal bonds and how this person is going to feel outside of it and can we be friends with, and it's just like I hate that that's involved so much. Like, can we just play the game, girl?
Yeah, I kind of like the I think I would like playing the challenge because I'm dramatic sometimes. I can be dramatic. There's people I know who would do even better on the challenge because they just love messing with people's emotions in real life. They would eat that up. They would love that. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily love that, but I just feel like my feelings and emotions and opinions are already a lot. So if I was in that house and you put me in, I'm gonna be very upset. I'm gonna be very upset about you putting me in, especially because the cameras is rolling.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. If we're supposed to be cool, buddy, and friends, and you don't protect me, you're getting gone off on. I'm gonna be just like Ayana. Yeah, Jasmine was calling me 2 or 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, but she ain't protect me in the... Okay.
Uh-oh. Me and Lee will argue. Don't put us on TV. We'll be arguing every day. I would put Lee in. I don't give a damn. So, boom. We get to the daily. We hopped right to the daily. One thing they don't give a fuck about is nothing before. They get right to the daily. So, we hop right to the daily. Let me pull up the pictures or whatever. If you're a visual learner, go to YouTube. Because it is on the YouTube screen. Some people were asking, do we stream other places than YouTube? Yes. So we do have audio forms on Apple Music, on Google Music, on Spotify. Wherever you get your motherfucking pocket, you could probably literally just Google our name and follow and find us somewhere on an audio site, because bitches be putting our shit other places too. So we're definitely an audio version as well if you're not a YouTube fan. So you can go there and stream it there. And then we also stream on Twitter. But if you're going to watch on Twitter, you might as well watch on YouTube. And that is all. Go ahead on YouTube. I will say, if you wanted to ask, oh, what do you guys want us to? Here you go, Kaya. Here you go. We're not doing this again. Cause okay, hold on. Here's why I'm Kaya. Shout out to you, because you be on every damn video saying the same shit. And she be talking about who I'm running for. And this is the thing. I had forgot about this, because the last time you did this was the last challenge season. And I wasn't, and that was so long ago. And now you're back lying on me again. I can't do this. But anyways. Definitely prefer YouTube. If you go watch us and you have the decision, definitely go to YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube, like, follow, share, subscribe. I feel like that's what pushes us out the most. We really appreciate it or whatever. Love you guys. Heart. Oh, it was Big Brother. Same thing. Boom. We're back. So the daily started. These were the teams. They split them up into four teams of five. The winning team was going to be the winning team, and they really get no privileges except they can put themselves in. Boo. And then the two bottom teams.
Who's
doing that?
It's going to be some random, like, Ace going to do it for some stupid-ass reason type shit. Like,
and then I'm not going to care when he do it. If anything's going to piss me off. And then the two bottom teams are the two ones that are vulnerable, and then that leftover team is just the neutral team, which they get all the damn power because they can vote. And it's like, shit, I feel like I might as well get second instead of getting
first. I like being able to win, though, because it's like you win, you get that option to choose to go in, and I'm not doing that. And you also don't have to get blamed for the vote.
Yeah, you don't get no blood on your hands. You don't get no. But to me, it feels like no power. But I guess you can still tell people who to vote. Cam did. Cam damn near ran this vote, and she wasn't even the one voting. So never mind. You're right.
That's enough.
The challenge, Lee. How would you do in this challenge? You had to.
Girl.
You were on a movie.
This ain't Amazing Race. This ain't Big Brother. How can you do? I was. I am not confident I can do the challenge at all, baby. Old era challenge when they were still casting the real world people and stuff like that. Yes,
mm-hmm.
You know, those are very simple. They they went way past my caliber.
Mm-hmm. Child, I don't know. This challenge seemed very hard. They had to untangle themselves while they were on a moving truck and tied up. Girl, I don't even know how to explain it, but I will say I felt like this would be a little bit easier for like the shorter, lighter contestants, like Jay. No shade, but Jay's a little shorter, a little less beefy. Like Brad and Kifla and Leroy and Ace, they were on the teams that lost, and it's like these are big ass men who gotta bounce up around and underneath people, and the people have to crawl under them and stuff. It's like, clearly, it was really just the teams with the more slimmer people or the more shorter people. No shade to heights, because I'm short myself. I feel like I could have did it good.
They're team eight.
Well, depending, unless I was right there next to Keefla Big Ass. I wasn't doing shit with Keefla Big Ass right here. So I just feel like that really helped them. And even Carl, Maria, and Rachel, they just big and muscular. All they muscles in the way. Like, I
shut like, up! Not all they muscles in the way.
I feel like that's why it was able, like the teams that won were able to win this specific challenge, but they still did good. It ain't no shade. So we saw that the winning team was Steve, Cam, Derek, Laura, and Ryan. They were safe. And then the middle group is the group that's voting. And the group that's voting is Tina, Jay, Jasmine, Brandon, and Avery. So, ooh, that name. Ugh. No shade to Avery.
Avery? This one.
I'm thinking of another Avery.
No, BB can Avery. Okay.
Yeah. Not her. Don't worry. Not Mothervery. Not Mothervery.
Avery.
Othervery. Anyways, so that left the other two teams vulnerable, and we found out it was a girls elimination. Mm-hmm. So the only vulnerable people were Veronica, Flora, Car Maria, Nicole, and Rachel.
Somebody get Flora up out of here. Honestly, this should have been Flora's episode.
Girl, Flora's a bore. Drinking a bottle
of Henny through a straw. I can't do it.
She needs to stop the dialogue.
Why is that TJ?
I can't do this. Lee Hines, you throw me off. So those are the vulnerable people. We get a quick diary room from Car Maria, and all this told me was this: what I knew exactly what was going to happen after this diary room. Because Car Maria says, I'm feeling good. Mm-hmm. I have Jasmine, Brandon, and Jay on lock, and they're three of the five people voting. Mm. And it's like, oh, okay. She well, don't have shit on lock.
True challenge edit, baby. They're throwing her the fuck in.
Mm-hmm. And it's nothing. But apparently her and Jasmine have a relationship outside of the house. Jasmine doesn't care about relationships.
Clearly.
So I don't know why.
Challenge house. She don't give a fudge. Okay.
Kara shouldn't even thought after what happened with Ayana. Kara should have been like, do I have Jasmine? And she has allegedly, from Kara's perspective, known Brandon for 10 years.
Yeah, they did Fresh Meat together their first season.
And so this is the issue. Did you know him 10 years ago? Or have you known him for 10 years?
That is the difference. So, because if we went to school together freshman year through senior year, yeah, mm-hmm. you know me for them years, but do you know me?
But do you know
me? Like, you know of me. You know, we've been on a few challenges.
You
together.
Knew me.
Because I seen really, you at the store one or two times.
Because really what it is, we graduated high school back in a certain year, and then 10 years from that, I see you at the reunion, and I'm like, oh, I know you.
That's what it is. That's literally
you know me.
But, and that's the he said at the elimination when she called him out, I mean, we haven't talked in 8 years. Now, Cara, if you ain't talked to this man in 8 years,
you gotta get serious. And that's why Cara be pissing me off sometimes. She's not serious. She's a very unserious woman, actually. Like, she will like operate off of not reality. And I know that sounds crazy, but like even this whole episode, I'm like, so this whole time you're talking about you knew this nigga for 10 years and we find out you didn't talk to him for 8 at the last second. And she didn't even argue that. She was like, well, but Jasmine. And it's like, it's like, no, you were acting like you knew this man. You did not know this man, girl. Whatever.
But she's like, look, it's something dope because it was like it's something special. But I will say I'm also kind of conflicted because Brandon even said in his confessional, like, I want to rekindle or fix this with Kara. So I kind of want her to go so we can fix it at home. So it's like, are you friends or are you not friends? Have y'all not talked in 8 years? Or do y'all text every once in a while? Like, what's tea? What is this?
Mm-hmm. Child. So back at the house, we see Nicole and Laurel. Yeah.
This is definitely, like I said, it's the Tori and Jordan storyline repackaged with Laurel and Nicole. I mean, and it's cute, I guess.
I like it better because I don't dislike them as much as I dislike Tori and Jordan, but I actually hate it more because this is not even anything. Like, they're actually just in love. That's all that is. Like, the scene was, they're like in the kitchen, and this is like the third time they had this conversation. And Laura like walks in, and Nicole is like, "We're talking again." And Laura's like, "Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?" And Nicole's like, "Yeah, I think the problem was we weren't talking during the relationship." And she was like, "Yeah, it was the communication." And they just had this exact combo every episode. It's like y'all just want to talk to each other.
Just love each other. It's okay. Just kiss. Oh, look. Okay.
Brandon said in his confession
that him and Kara could not talk forever and still be close and pick right back at where they left. Okay. So maybe it is something real that we just, you know.
So boom. Nicole and Laura do that little weird thing. We'll get more into it when they start getting more into it because they just showing them. Show us some tea. Right. What's the tea?
I wonder if it's going to be like a big build up to something dramatic.
That's what I'm thinking. On the next time. No, I don't think it was the next time. Anyways, it's going to be a build up to something for sure. So that'll be interesting when it finally happens. I actually like seeing the like romance dynamic. Like, I'm thinking of old challenge. There was always like we were dating and then you had sex with him and that was angry. Like, I kind of miss that like raw reality TV tea of it all. Like, I love the whole we're on the real world, we're beefing because we're dating, and when Jersey Shore, Ron and Sam, I like that type of drama. I'm not gonna lie, I live for it. So I wish we actually had it. This shit is fake, or or just not the same. It's really not the same. But hey, we're here. We hop to the red team. We hop to the club, and the red team, which is the winning or the voting team, the middle team, they're all discussing who they want to vote. And of course, Tina is in the trio with Veronica and Rachel, and both of her girls is vulnerable. The big three. And she wants to protect her queens, her girls. Them's her queens, them's her girls. They don't play pretend. So she's trying to she's trying to protect them, but she's not good at it. So she's telling Jasmine, she's like, yeah, I really just don't think you should vote them because, you know. And Jasmine's like, why would I not vote them? They not going to vote me. They would put me in so fast. And Tina's like, yeah, but, and Jasmine's like, no, like, they would literally put me in so fast, won't they? And Tina's like, girl, I just feel like you shouldn't vote them. And Jasmine's like, what? No, I would definitely vote them. They would definitely put me in. I don't give a fuck. And it's like, well, she don't give a fuck. So she's very bad at it. And then Rachel and Veronica also know she's bad about it. And they're like, she's not good at politics. She's not good at
it's so funny. Tina really just be here for jokes.
Here for the gags. And honestly, I feel like I would like that energy if the season was giving more of that energy. And it is sometimes. But then sometimes it's kind of like, girl, play, do something. Because I feel like this was a moment where, you know, we could have saw like a game type of situation, and she was just playing around. Girl, your girls is in danger.
Bad.
Do something, please. But hey, she did it. So the next day, Jasmine's talking to Laurel and Cam, and this is where we get Cam's entrance into this episode. And I guess, is this what people were talking about?
Is this the killer Cam?
Is this what people were talking about when they were saying they were mad at her? Because basically Cam was like, look, if y'all gonna, because Jasmine was like, well, do you guys think you guys will get you will throw yourselves in? And Cam was like, look, it ain't, don't worry about all that. The main issue right now is Kara and Rachel are two big badass bitches, and both of them need to go in. So do y'all want to make a move, or y'all want to talk? Do you want to get down, or do you want to just run your mouth?
Do you want to get down, or do you want to run your mouth? Oh. Bye, your life. Good night.
You just want to run your mouth.
But no, honestly, like, it definitely, and the thing is with Jasmine, I don't know. I just feel like I'm happy to see Jasmine face again, but from what I remember with previously challenged seasons, like, she always get cut around the middle or earlier on, and it's because she really is not able to compete with a lot of people in this house. I just feel like maybe Kara being someone on her side could have helped her out. I don't really know. But in the same sense, I'm also feeling like, okay, a big target should just go home. So I just don't know. I just feel like, especially because Kara felt so betrayed by her, like, it's a good chance that Kara coming back, and now that's not someone who's on your side. She's, in fact, probably going to just target you. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. Maybe I feel like maybe she should have just stuck with the loyalty on that. But like I said, clearly, she hasn't learned about that.
Mm-mm. She could have at least, like, not made it about, not that Jasmine made it about her, but she could have at least, like, done it without being so much at the forefront. Because initially, Kara was calling out Brandon and Jasmine. And Jasmine was the one who started bickering and arguing. It's like, you could let that girl call you out and you could have just been quiet. And not said anything, like, and then tried to rekindle it tomorrow and be like, look, girl, I just felt like I had to do it. So sorry. Like, play the game. Like, you got to play the game. It's like, Jasmine, you've been playing this game for too many fucking years for you to not ever know how to fucking play it ever in your life. Like, you have to, like, be a little savvy sometimes. You don't have to just go balls to the wall against the baddest bitch.
And that's why it's fun to see the personalities like Jasmine, like Amanda, like Katina. But they never really win because they are not playing the game. And it's like, there used to be a period of time, and I love this period of time, and I feel like that's kind of what probably what they wanted with All Stars, is you have people that are kind of more on an even playing field. But, I mean, when you have Kara's and Laurel's and Rachel's in the cast, like, the scale starts being really, really uneven.
Yeah. So I feel like there's still a way for her to wiggle her way to the end or make it to the end. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe she could have waited till next round.
Mm-hmm. But that's the gag, though. She's getting that advice from Cam because Cam's also a strong credit. Like, Jasmine ain't beating Cam either.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. She's in a rock for a player like Jasmine. You're in a rock and hard place because this is not a game that rewards strategic play. It's not. They don't that's like true. That. They want you to just choose friendship over the game every time. So I feel bad for her because she's not really in a position to where if everyone wanted to target her, she could just beast out. You know, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I get the point of like, you're in power for like one of the first times probably ever this season, and it's no shit at all. Take the shot. But in the same sense, it's like, you know, is that going to get you to the end? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And she also could have just made a move that was still helpful to get her to the end, but not so direct. She could have just said, let's just do Rachel and then Veronica, because there's a trio. We can break up the trio. I don't have to turn against my girl, Carr. Carr's probably going to win. Carr
has no one. That's anyway. The thing. Kinda. Like, Carr really don't have no friends.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you could at least take, if you don't take out Rachel, you're taking out one of her friends. So now there's less numbers and then you move along. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to piss somebody off, you might as well piss off someone who wasn't your friend anyways, then piss off somebody who was your friend for no reason. I don't know. It's interesting. But that was Cam's perspective. She was like, just put them hoes in. Then they actually, the group, Avery, Jay, Brandon, and Jasmine, without Tina, they all discussed basically what they really want to do. They're like, we're all in the middle of this game anyways. We're all solo kind of dolo players. We don't really have any attachments or too many relationships. So what should the four of us kind of do? I wish they kind of were just like more all in and we're just like, we should all just be a four. And yeah. Rock to the end, but the challenge never gets that deep. It's very surface level. But anyways, they're recognizing in this moment that the four of them are all lone soldiers and they can do what they want. And they basically decide in this combo, we need to do Carr and Rachel. Mm-hmm. Brandon brought it up. He was like, look, honestly, y'all. And they was like, just say the names. And he was like, I just want to do Carr and Rachel. And they were basically like, I mean, we could definitely do that.
Now that I'm looking, Nicole down there too. Nicole couldn't go in. I guess it
was. I think Jasmine and Nicole are actually friends, but also you friends with Carr. You might as well just put Nicole. Mm-hmm. I just feel like she had options. I don't know. She didn't have to, but they're kind of agreeing here.
Several options. And I will say, at the end of the day, it's kind of like you can really see both sides of each argument for the show like this. Like, I just feel like at the same time, it's like Carr can't be too upset that they made this decision. Like, you're Carr real girl.
Oh, no, she might have not gone in. But it's like, you could have just, you knew where every vote was going. You could have just done with, because basically Jay was like, I don't want to do Carr because I'm scared of her, but I'll do Rachel. And they were like, okay. And it's like, Jasmine could have just did the same thing. She could have just been like, I'll do Rachel, and then I'll do someone else, and then y'all do Carr, and y'all do someone else. And we'll just leave it like that. And oops, it's Carr and Rachel. And it's like, Jay did that. Avery did that. Like, why couldn't you do that? I don't know. I just feel like there's just one step further of thinking she could have done to just honestly just avoid Carr being mad. Just don't say Carr's name. Just say Flora. You're the two votes on Flora, but there's still however many on Carr and however many on Rachel, and they're still going in. Or just say Nicole. Be like, Nicole, you wasn't going in.
Flora got shooters in the chat. Sorry, Flora.
Right. Every time I say her name.
My bad.
Let me be quiet. But anyways, they just all agreed to do what they need to do. And then they also agreed that if Tina trying to act crazy, we going to get on code. And that's
period. What Tina had no power in this middle group child.
At all. Apparently, Ace is like maybe a good competitor. Someone, I don't know if it was on the show or off the show where I heard it, but I heard somewhere that Ace was actually like a good competitor strategically. Like he actually has really? Strategic chops. And then also that he's good competitor-wise. And we see here, he tells Carr Marie, he's like, honestly, I feel like you're going in, don't you? And she was like, no, those are my friends. And then she went over to Brandon and Jay. And she was like, he over there saying he feel like I'm going in. What is that true? And they're like, no. She's like, oh, I didn't think so.
I didn't get an explicit no there either, though.
They sure didn't.
The energy to me gave a little off. And I don't know if she had picked that up.
It definitely gave off. Like, they barely even answered. And Brandon was just like, oh, girl, you know, we got your back. And Jay barely said anything. And then Jay had it on. He was like, I don't even know why Brandon had to go in. Like, they weren't even looking at her in the eye. It was very obvious that she was going to go in, but Cara Maria is not. She's just going to win the challenge. Don't worry. Like, it's nothing else. But we get to the official nominations. They try to make Tina go first, but Tina don't want to go first. She wants to go last.
She said, I'm senior.
I'm senior. That's why. Tina's hilarious. So they all vote, and they just go with the plan. And at the end, it's Tina's turn, and Tina's basically like, she knows Rachel and Cara are going to go in anyways. The votes are already there. And she's basically deciding, do I say my friend name or do I just not? And honestly, she really could have just not. But also, just not. Like, a part of me feels like I don't understand the point of her saying Rachel's name because they already know you're friends with her. So it's not like you're shaking it up and it's like pretending. Because she said, I just don't want to do it because then they're going to know we're three. They already know you're three, baby. Yeah. Like, you're not hiding anything. So she said her name kind of for no reason because Rachel was still going to go in, Carl was still going to go in, and now you just said your friend name, but you didn't have to. But also, on the flip side, for Rachel, you was going to go in anyway.
Yeah. Rachel, because so, Rachel was real big pressed about it. Like I said, that's why I hate, like I said, you're not going to get rewarded for making a strategic play. Like, she was thinking on a strategic level of, like, if I don't fall on the sword for them, then maybe I can be protected or saved moving forward. But honestly, the way the challenge is played, especially like these all-star versions, I feel like the allegiances and people's groupings is just so all over the place that it's like, it probably wasn't that necessary.
Yeah, honestly. So when Jasmine puts out the names and Cara sees it, that is her and Rachel, she says, Jazzy, you better hope I don't come back because I rallied for you in this game. I had your back and I rallied for you, Jazzy. And
Jasmine was like, you know what? One thing about Jasmine, she ain't go back down with that one. I'm like, mm-hmm. And that's why I do mm-hmm. love me some Jasmine. Because she mm-hmm. don't care. She just don't care. Who are you talking to?
At all. She said, and that's good. And she said, I'm going to come. And she said, and come back. And she said, we're going to put on a show. She said, and put on a show. It's nothing. Put on a show. That's what I expect.
When they went, they was like, come on, Cara. Come on, Rachel. I was like, these are big ass girls. Like, you see the muscle on those women.
No, look. Like, they got some strong ass like, backs.
I need to get into Jasmine. You can see all the definition in her. Everything. I was like, girl, these women are strong.
I need to get that Rachel fitness. Shit because, girl, I'm over here like, damn, what do I eat for dinner? Because I ain't trying to be big and shit. And like, damn, I need to go to the gym. And what do I need to do? Like, I need to get her diet. Her diet. Her gym plan. Because shit, that's a woman, bitch. A lot of women. But so Carl's walking around mad. She's mad at Jasmine first, and then she starts realizing that Brandon and Jay also voted her, and she's mad at them as well.
Well,
and
Jay,
she starts,
Jay the only real
one. Not Jay, but Brandon. And she starts crying about it, and she's basically like, I would have never said his name, and it just feels so personal, and I just can't. I don't know why he would do that. And Ryan being messy the whole time, he thought I didn't notice. Ryan was being messy the whole time.
Was he?
Time. Why he was the one who said, I told you. When Brandon admitted, he was like, I told you. Then he walked over there while I was crying. But this is why they mad at him. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why they mad at Cam. That's my issue. But Cam has a diary room. She's like, Cara mad. Cause she thought these people would have her back. And they didn't. That's what I thought of her last week. And she didn't. So it's like, hey, like, you getting your karma spit right back in your face. And it's like, to me, Cam ain't doing nothing but spilling.
But this is the thing about all of these challenge players. They all are hypocrites. They all lie. They all play the exact same game. They all get pissy mad about the exact same shit. Like, it's like, that's why I was like, I definitely wouldn't be on Twitter picking a side. Because, girl, they all hypocrites. They all gonna be mad and they're doing the same shit the next episode anyway. They don't care.
Yeah, because Cam probably wouldn't have had Cara Maria back if it didn't benefit her. And that's just
no, you know, she's mad that
Cara didn't have her. And it now Cara mad that somebody else.
People are mad that it happens to them. That's what it is in the challenge. They mad that it happened to them.
And I will be too. I ain't even gonna lie. Honestly. This is when Rachel tried to press Tina about saying her name. And Tina's like, girl, I'm sorry. And that was basically that.
No, Rachel was so sorry. She was like, I don't know why I did that. I can't.
She had a diary room. She said, I just shouldn't have did it. I really shouldn't have did it.
I would give my firstborn to be in a final Rachel. I said, whoa, girl.
You were doing a lot. She was doing a lot with that one, but she clearly felt bad, so that's good. Ooh, so this leads us to the arena. Yawn. Ooh. Ah, Rena was trying.
No, my thing is, you got the two like baddest bitches this season.
Y'all should have switched that challenge.
Yeah, like, it don't matter what y'all had planned. This should have been a hall brawl with no knee pads and helmets or shit. Or a pole wrestle. This would have been a nasty pole wrestle, bitch. They would have been out there to this day.
Damn, that would have been a good pole wrestle. That would have been a good pole wrestle. You got your two baddest. You put down your two. What did they say? What did they say? Put down your baddest car.
Bring
or
your
whatever.
Baddest bitch out. Bring your baddest bitch.
They brought out their two baddest bitches and had them throwing
swords.
Them wasn't even swords. What was them?
I don't even know.
Girl.
Knives.
Throwing shit.
It was such a boring challenge. Like, it really was. Like, it was like watching paint dry. And it's like, girl, y'all really should have switched that.
Real quick. Like, what the fuck was that?
Especially because they hyped it up. Like, two star holders, Cara and Rachel. And they just throwing shit. Like, what the hell?
Like, girl, so before they started, Cara called out Brandon and Jasmine. That's when they started bickering and stuff. I guess she thinks she's cute. It's like, Cara can't even argue either. So it's like, Cara's just corny to me. Because Cara can't argue. She don't really be saying stuff sometimes. Be lying to herself, lying to other people. We found out Brandon haven't even talked to her for 8 years. It's like, Cara's just, okay, girl. And then she was crying earlier about it. And it's like, now in hindsight, why was you crying for real? I don't know.
And that's why I don't get too, because she was sitting there, she was calling them out, but then Jasmine started getting butt, and she was like, okay, hold on. That's a little aggressive. Right. She was like, aggressive.
You called them out. That was aggressive. I can't. So they had to throwing knives. There's a word for what they were throwing, but I can't. But anyways, they were throwing that shit, and they had to hit. Girl, who cares? Cara won. Fuck. This dumbass fucking challenge, it was so stupid. Cara ended up winning. Rachel ended up going home on some bullshit. And that was it. I was bored. Y'all,
I feel like Rachel going home in this matchup was crazy.
Like,
I would love to go watch it be something that it was more... just more strenuous, more challenging, more fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. They are ninja stars and they are Blaze. I was thinking of a Call of Duty term for them because they have them in Call of Duty and I'll be playing that, but I forgot what they call them. But anyways, yes. So them niggas, Cara Maria won. It was boring. Rachel went home and Cara gets to...
still a star.
No, now,
what you think
star.
About this decision, girl?
She had Rachel's star and her thought was... I could give it to another bad bitch. Mm-hmm. So a target could be on another baddie like Laurel. And then she was thinking, and she was like, you know what? Instead, I could put a target on Jasmine. Because Jasmine is betrayed me. And what I think of the decision is, Cara's not a thinker. And that's no shade. That's not even no shade.
No, it's no shade at all. But when she said it out loud, it Cam had the diary room about it. She was like, no one's gonna see Jasmine as a threat. Like, because at the end of the day, like, the star, like, we know that the stars is not necessarily that big of a deal. Like, I feel like everyone's gonna get their chance in the star. I really feel like that's gonna be, unless they do a purge. It's possible a purge happens, but usually with these type of situations, it's like everyone gets a chance to get one. So I feel like no one's gonna be pressed to take out Jasmine just to get a star. You can always get that star from Jasmine, girl. It's never gonna be that hard. It's no thing. Bakaran is defending Cara.
Okay, but Cara says Cara ate with that decision. Because if she gives it to someone weak, they'll be likely to lose dailies and have their star stolen while Cara stays safe. Sure. Maybe y'all understand the stars more because y'all talking about there's only six stars. Honestly, y'all, they're going to get a star. Like if it's top eight and two people don't have a star, they're gonna have to just get the star then. Like, I don't know. I feel like we're
at top level scenario. Only because that's what I've seen before.
Or 20.
Like, if it's in the final round and some person doesn't have a skull or a star, like, they're probably gonna set up some type of elimination where you have to get it. So, like, I wouldn't be too pressed to try to get out Jasmine just to get her star.
Yeah. I guess they're saying it's possible for Jasmine, because honestly, I didn't even know what y'all was saying. No shade. But now I get it. Y'all are saying that, let's say Jasmine gets thrown in, and you're like, well, Laurel, you don't have a star. Do you want to take this opportunity? Because you're going to mollywop Jasmine, by the way, to randomly get a star. And it's pole wrestle. And it's Jasmine down there. Laura could be like, oh, I could get a star real quick. Jasmine, I beat me in pole wrestle. And then she could do it. And now Jasmine goes home. And now Laura got a star. So I guess that's the idea that Kara's thinking.
I guess we'll see.
but it's clear that she felt like
we were targeted because we were star holders. So Jasmine will likely be targeted because she's also a star holder. But I don't think anyone's even going to care to volunteer to go against.
I
can see like a random male volunteering to go in, but I don't really see any of the girls volunteering to go in. Mm-hmm.
And if they do, I'm going to call them stupid. If Laura do, I mean, I get, you know what? I can't say that because if it is Paul Russell, Laura's not losing to Jasmine.
But so like, what's the point? It. Like, I just like, I guess, what is even the point to me? Because like, yeah, I said, it's like, I get that like there's six stars, there's going to be six people in the final, but there's going to be an elimination every week until we get there. Once we get to the final week, the penultimate round before the thing, they're going to give everyone a chance to get it. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Or at least you'll have a chance to get it because you'll probably just go in or you'll probably just volunteer. Like if you don't have a star in there, like you have to go in the elimination this round. I mean, then you'll go in then. Why go in any earlier than when you have to? So I don't know. I think what Cam was saying was spilling. She was like, she'd be better off giving it to Laurel. So there's another person who's bigger threat than her who actually has a star. So maybe they'll try.
But that's the thing. They weren't even targeted because they had stars. They were targeted because they two big bitches. Like y'all was gonna get.
That's true.
Neither one of y'all could have had a star, and y'all was still gonna get thrown in because Shakara and Rachel. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm saying. Like I don't think the stars hold that much weight.
Maybe we're not understanding the stars because they in the chat saying that the stars are starring. I don't think the stars are starring for me. Child. Because to me, the stars mean nothing.
And that's what Bakaran did. So they're saying that it's shorter, so they may not give him a chance at the end. There could be a purge, because that is something I feel like I've seen a lot recently, like these purges where they take out like a five people at once because of certain situations, but I mean,
would make them, and that's the thing, I get that. I've never seen that. So that's why I'm like, they've never done that before. But if they do that, and they just randomly are like,
you don't got a star
if you don't have a star by tonight, it's over and it's fucking 10 people left and only six of them got stars, then it's like, okay.
Okay, that would be
you got me. Because then it's like, you should have took Jasmine star, Laurel.
Yeah.
So maybe they y'all will right. Because maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Especially because this season is maybe going to be 10 episodes, but it has more contestants than the last All-Star. So maybe that's going to be how they can get rid of 2-3 people. So that'll be interesting, actually. So you know what, y'all eat me up. Go ahead, get your star. Period. Boom. Either way, we'll be here next episode to discuss what goes down on episode 5 of the Challenge All Stars 4. We're also covering the Big Brother, Survivor, and the Amazing Race. So check out the rest of our coverage as well. Follow us everywhere at T Reality Kingdom, and thank you for keeping it real with the Kingdom, bitch. Wow. Mm-hmm.